Classic Cafe, I am presenting a series of interviews with Rhonda Vincent leading up to her performance at Knoxville Performing Arts Center on April 1st. That is brought to you by the Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa. We'll listen as the reigning queen of bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent's story unfolds. I want to start out talking about the Sally Mountain Show. Can you tell me about the Sally Mountain Show and how it has influenced your career?
That's my family.
Yes.
I grew up in a musical family, traced back 5 generations, now with my daughter, 6 generations. It was my grandpa, mom and dad, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. So we had a TV show when I was 5, and that's what it was called. They named it the Sally Mountain Show. And after there's a geographic location up in northern Missouri, and it was called Sally's Mountain, a lady who was an old-time fiddler, and she ran a bad house, wink, wink, if you know what I mean, and an old coal mining town. So that's where that name came from. It was, legend has it, that she originated the tune Sally Gooden, the popular fiddle tune. So that was my family, and it was just a wonderful life of music. You know, we performed regionally, you know, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and at that time, it eventually became just my mom and dad and I, and my brothers came along, and so we carried on the tradition as the Sally Mountain Show, and that's basically my childhood and my teen years, and even beyond that, I feel like my dad and mom prepared me for what I do now as the Sally Mountain Show, because we went to our first bluegrass festival, and I think it was 1969, and that was in Ottumwa, Iowa. And that's when I think my dad had a car wreck when I was 2 and broke his neck, paralyzed, not expected to live. But he regained his mobility by walking with a cane. And so I think he saw music. It was prevalent in the Vincent family before I was ever thought of. But he found that as a way to keep us within arm's length and to keep us, because he couldn't run after us. And he picked me up from school each day. And we would play till dinner, and after dinner, friends came over, we played till bedtime. So I enjoyed this wonderful life of music, you know, at home and as we traveled. It wasn't until, probably 1980, until we went to Florida, lived in the camper and lived down there because to get out of the wintertime, and we met an agent from Nashville, Lance Leroy. And that's when we got to start traveling the world as the Sally Mountain Show. So, the name the Sally Mountain Show means a lot to me because that's, you know, that's exactly my heritage. When I was 5, we got the TV show on KTVO, and that's I guess they named that show the Sally Mountain Show, versus because we had, you know, there's so many family members, but there was also a bunch of friends that we had. Al White, who played fiddle, Jack Heron was a comedian and did recitations, and Boyd Halford, he is the one that helped us to make our first recording, and so it was just well beyond just family members.
Thank you, Rhonda, for catching us up and giving us a great history on the Sally Mountain Show. She is the reigning queen of bluegrass, a very busy lady, and we thank you so much for your time, Rhonda. Catch up with us next Tuesday here in the Classic Cafe. We will hear more of her story growing up in the Sally Mountain Show. I'm Beth Hunter. You're listening to the Classic Cafe.